good morning once again. Welcome to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. And we're going to be talking about something that's kind of near and dear to everybody's heart, I think, which is learning how to use the internet for business purposes, how to use your website and social media a little bit better. Our guests this morning are from the eBiz Results Group, who of course, one of our sponsors and also helps us with our website here for the Biz Talk Show. So we'll be getting to them in just a moment. First of all, though, I would like to take a couple minutes just to go over some of the things about SCORE, what we do, and how we can be of help to you as a small business. Right now, the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities has over 50 mentors right now to be able to help you in just about any area of business that you're looking for. Our main job is to help you start a business. For those of you who have an idea and want to get going, we are looking for clients like that so that we can be of assistance to you to get you off the ground, get you moving. The other area that we work with is existing businesses. So if you've been in business for a while, need help with your marketing, need help with your cash flow, personnel, whatever the areas might be, we have people who can help you with that. And if you've been in business for a long time, maybe looking for exit strategies and so on. Again, get in contact with us. We'd be more than happy to help you find the right way to do the right things for your business to help you succeed. The easiest way to reach us, of course, is to get out to our website, which would be foxcities.score.org. And on there, you will see links that says that you are looking for a one-on-one mentor counseling. Just sign up for that information. We'll be more than happy to be able to help you with it. We serve an 8-county area all the way down to the Fond du Lac, Oshkosh area, as well as Green Lake, Marquette, and then on the east side of Lake Winnebago over in Calumet County. So, again, any of the areas that you are in that we can be of some help, get out, talk to us on SCORE, and we're going to be more than happy to work with you as best we can. In addition to the mentoring programs, which, by the way, are free, so you get the benefits from very, very high-powered people without having the high cost of consulting. In addition to that, we also offer a number of programs for educational programs that we have. The one is going on right now. We have a 5-week program called Simple Steps. The Simple Steps program is designed to help, again, start your business, find out what's important, what the basics are, and move on to each of the necessary steps to be able to have your business be successful, and also to help you develop your business plan for the future. We had the first meeting last Wednesday morning, but we will be getting together for the next 4 weeks to cover the various areas of the Simple Steps program. The next one is coming up on Wednesday night, the 21st, and that, again, is going to be on business concepts, what you need to know as far as your team of experts that you need to have, what the various areas of business that you need to be aware of, and how that all comes together to help you develop your plan. The next program is going to be on the 28th. That covers the marketing area, and again, we'll be talking about things like that today, but we'll be dealing with the standard types of marketing as well as the ideas of using the internet and using social media, things like that. The third area is, of course, financial projections. That's the one that everybody either likes or hates, depending, but it gives you the opportunity to learn what's involved as far as cash flow statements, profit and loss, asset liability statements, how to put them together, but also what they really mean and how to and find out how they interrelate with each other and help you, again, promote your business and to be able to be more successful. And then the final program is going to be the one that everybody does want to find out about, and that is on funding and financing. And that will be on February the 11th. And that particular program, we talk about traditional forms of marketing. Traditional funding, banking, loans, that type of thing, as well as the non-traditional things like crowdfunding, angel investment, and that, so that you can learn, again, what's out there and what the different types of funding areas are for you. So that's the programs that are coming up. That's the Simple Steps program. If you want more information on that, just go out to our website. Again, that's foxcities.score.org, and we will be more than happy to have you sign up. Each of the classes are $25, and each of the classes from 6 to 9 on Wednesday evenings at the SCORE office downstairs in the Fox Cities Chamber office in downtown Appleton. So again, go on out, take a look at that, see what's available in those programs. Alrighty, that takes us through most of that information that we have. Would like to take just a minute to thank the sponsors that we have for the BizTalk show. Those sponsors include Albertson Hailing CPA, outstanding CPA firm here in the Valley who can help you with your accounting problems. We also have Bank First National, excellent bank here in the area working with small businesses, and SBA Lending. The Epiphany Law, which is a boutique law firm here in the Valley that deals primarily in business law. And again, so if you have questions about how to form your business, what you need to do as far as the legal aspects, Epiphany Law is available for you there. We also have Fox Communities Credit Union, again, offering business loans throughout the Valley and Green Bay area to be able to help you get started with your business. We also want to mention the Business News. This is a publication that comes out every 2 weeks, has all of the things that are going on in the Valley, what's happening as far as business, the chamber activity, what's new, who's new, and how businesses can affect you throughout the 18-county area they serve. And finally, of course, I want to mention eBiz Results, the people we'll be talking to in just a few minutes. eBiz is the organization that has taken care of our website, and they do excellent work. So as a small business, if you're looking for help to develop your website and your eBiz strategies, these are the people to get a hold of. So we want to thank them very much for all of their help in bringing you the BizTalk show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. Our friend Tony is on the road, so I'll be the host for today. And we will be taking a quick break, getting back to meet the people from eBiz Results. We are here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world. Good morning again. Welcome back to the BizTalk show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And yeah, money is something that's on our mind, and hopefully we can come up with some ideas that'll help you when your business to make money. So that's what we're here to do. Our guests today are from the eBiz Results Group. My first guest is Mike Pavelmacher. Mike is the president and founder of the organization. Mike, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good
and
to be here.
We also have from the group Jim Palacos. Jim?
Hello.
Good to have you. And then also Stephen Hayes, I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you'll be able to tell from Stephen he's not from around here, but he has that little English accent that'll keep us all on our toes here this morning. I'd like to start, first of all, by asking Mike if you can tell us a bit about eBiz Results as the founder and president. Just bring us up to date on where you started and where you are.
Okay. I started eBiz Results 13 years ago as a web development company and doing search engine optimization. We've grown into what I would call an inbound marketing company.
Okay.
And we also do website development and application programming for businesses. So inbound marketing, when I say that, is a term that really is encompassing doing content, really good content generation, okay, promoting that content, using social media. It's tying search engine optimization, social media, blogging, all that into one strategy and plan to generate leads. And okay, it's all about attracting leads to the website.
Okay.
And then after attracting them, converting those leads into, converting them into leads so that we okay can nurture those leads into contacting and starting into the buying process.
Okay, so when we get back into this, then we'll be talking a little bit about how that process works, how everybody gets involved in that. Over the time, as far as growth, how large an organization are you now?
We're at about, I think we're 8 of us right now in the organization.
8, okay. And all areas of website design and social media work?
Yeah, we do a lot of web development. There's a lot of marketing agencies we do web development for behind the scenes, mm-hmm, as well. We do a lot of WordPress development, and okay, last month we've taken over you know, a number of websites too that were developed and hacked.
Okay.
And so we do, we understand website security, and so we've done a lot of redevelopment on those types of things.
You, you mentioned WordPress. Is that one of the systems that you work with?
WordPress is a content management system. It really grew up from being a blog, and now it's grown into a, it's probably about 40% of websites out there are built in WordPress.
Okay.
And it's a content management system, which means that it's a program where you can log into the back end of it, and you know, we can have clients then go in and be able to add articles and to edit their websites online.
Okay. In addition to working with marketing firms and so on, as far as working with individuals, small businesses and that type of thing, that's another area that you're strong in?
Yes, we work the gamut from small businesses to, you know, credit unions to, you know, manufacturing companies and help promote a lot of different businesses across.
Okay, and where are you located, Mike?
We're located in Oshkosh at 3475 Amaro Road. It's the Apex office building.
Okay, that's out on the far west side out there?
Yeah, it's west Highway 21, about 2 miles west of 41.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you?
You can go to ebizresults.com, ebizresults.com, or you can call us at 920-651-1376.
Okay, so we can get in touch with you to follow up on some of these things. Just real quickly, if I could just talk to Stephen, can you kind of give us a little bit of your background, where you're from, and how you got involved with the program?
I'm from London originally.
Okay.
I married someone from the States, so we just made a decision to raise our children in a healthier environment.
Okay.
So we picked the Midwest. A lot of our family are from around here, and I'm a WordPress developer, so I do a lot of the WordPress development for eBiz.
Okay, so your systems program development is what you do primarily?
Yep.
Okay, all righty. And then on the other side there, Jim, can you tell us real quickly a little bit about yourself?
I'm the programmer at eBiz. I do all the back-end programming database. I also handle systems administration.
Okay, and how long have you been with them?
I've been with eBiz for 3 years. I've been programming for about 20.
Ooh, okay, so you've got a little background and experience.
Yes.
Good, wonderful. Okay, well, we'll be coming back to Mike and to Jim and Steve and Stephen in just a minute. First, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be talking about website work and also especially about the idea of inbound marketing. So stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm with the Biz Talk show here at the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. And this morning we are talking to the people from eBiz Results. I'm talking to Mike Pavelmacher. Mike is the president and founder of eBiz. And, Mike, we started talking a little bit about how to use websites, how to use social media, and the terminology we're getting into is what we call inbound marketing. Why don't you just start us off and let us know what we're talking about there.
Really, inbound marketing is, again, as opposed to like when you do advertising, you're doing outbound push marketing. Inbound marketing is all about attracting your target audience.
Okay.
And then once you attract them is to capture them as leads and then nurture that lead into getting to the point where you start the sales process with them.
Okay.
And talk. A key thing to understand is that, and a lot of websites miss, is that probably statistically about 96% of the visitors that come on that website, really the buying process of people nowadays is if they have a pain point, they're doing a lot of research to figure out, you know, where it is they want to do and, and how they want to help. So what you want to do is work along with that process. So inbound marketing is all about understanding who that person is that we call buyer persona, understanding what it is they're looking for, what their pain points are, and then optimizing and creating good value content for that person when they come onto your site to help them in their research, start giving them information towards their research.
Okay.
And it builds your credibility by doing that. And then you do that by writing articles on the site.
Okay. And this is done. The person goes out, Googles you up, and your objective is to be able to have that website be the one they come to.
Yes. Have them find that article specifically that helps them for what it is that they're looking for.
Okay.
And then then once they're on that page, the idea is to have what we call to actions that might, because again, like I said, 95% of the people on that website are just looking for information, so they're not ready to contact you yet at this point. So what we want to do is try to capture their email. And so okay. What you do is by giving good value information and then offer them maybe other checklists or other types of things that if they sign and give their email that they can download and get that kind of information. And then from there you can nurture that lead with automatic emails that are coming to them that maybe feeds a little bit more information to them.
Okay, so this is done building up on your website itself. And in conjunction then with social media as well, or how does this all play together?
Correct. The whole idea really is, and the heart of this is this value content. And so what you want to be doing is adding that value content onto your website, because that each time you write another article, you're creating another search engine optimized page for the search engines to pick up.
Okay.
And that helps bring more traffic. So each time as you do more and more of it, the challenge of it is just not just adding that content and optimizing that content, but it is also promoting that content. That's where the challenge comes in. Social media is one of the great mechanisms to help promote that content.
Okay, so that, again, draws people, more people back to your website.
Right.
But it sounds like I'm hearing that this is kind of a planned attack. How do you guys coordinate this? Is there specific steps that you take in putting this together?
Yes, I mean, we sit down with all clients. The first thing we got to do is sit down and understand who their buyer personas are. And again, understand that client so as good as we can. What is their pain points? What's kind of information? Where are they hanging out? What are they doing in social media? And then creating a strategy of how we would do it, type of content we would promote, and then let's say areas in social media that we do. For example, maybe this target audience is in LinkedIn groups, so we can go and participate in those LinkedIn groups and build. It's again about building us or the clients as expert advisors in the industry.
Okay.
So you're going in giving expert advice in those areas and building credibility, sharing other articles in your social media, doing those types of things so you get that activity. And then when you write an article, you don't just write it in a social media, you write it on your site again so that you have that. And really what you're doing is posting links on the social media to drive traffic back to see that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a word a couple of times, was what their pain point is. I guess that's sounds a little harsh to me, but what exactly are you referring to there when you say a pain point that you're working with?
A pain point is somebody who's is out there on the web. They're wanting an answer for something, and they land on your website, and you've organized your content on your website in a particular way that you'll appeal to a particular pain point that they may have.
Okay.
So all industries, they're all different. So it's really, really working on that content. Say you're a mechanic, you've got a car problem. You come to a mechanic's website, and now he's organized his content in such a way that that person that's come to your website, that persona, will fall into a particular page, and then you can follow that person through a page process and then give them call to actions and engage them with content that will answer that question of why they came to your website in the first place.
Now, you said you put on every page on your website a call to action and the ability to capture the information that, from the person visiting?
I'd say it should be, yes.
Okay.
And it should be done very subtly. I think it's obnoxiously trying to ask people for their information is just going to repel them away from your content. So doing it in such a subtle way that they're volunteering their information is very, very critical on the inbound marketing process.
And we were talking about that off the air, that it's kind of a step procedure. It's not a case where you ask them for a 15-page resume about themselves, but how do you approach that?
Normally what we'll do is we'll have somebody come to our website that has a pain point. They'll get an article. There'll be a call to action on that article that says, hey, if you give us your email, we'll send you this PDF that helps with something else that's related to it. Once we have their email, the next time they come to the site, if they're looking for something else, we can put another call to action. This time we already know their email address, so we say, hey, what's your name? Or what's your phone number? We want to try to gather as much information about a person so that when they are ready to step into that sales process, we know who they are.
Okay. And then what about the response to them? How do you program that? How do you set that up?
We usually set up a campaign of of things we want to send to a person.
Okay. And you use this program process, Mike, for your own organization?
Yes, we do it in our own organization as well as do it for clients. Okay. We have marketing automation software that actually tracks visitors that come in. If they take action, in some cases it'll know who that visitor is, but most of the time, excuse me, it takes... Once they sign up to a form, I capture their email. Now I put them into a workflow, so it might be, it might send them a little bit more information. An example, I guess, when you say pain points and to take this whole thing, I'll give an example is one of our personas that we say is our marketing Mary.
Okay.
So it's just the marketing person for an organization, but all this inbound marketing and trying to do social media is overwhelming to them.
Sure.
They understand that they need to or they want to do this, but they don't really have an idea how to put this into a plan and action. So for our marketing Marys, we target those marketing Marys. We write a lot of content. Maybe that marketing Mary's looking for, let's pick on search engine optimization.
Okay.
Trying to understand it. We have articles on our website about search engine optimization. So when she searches search engine optimization, our article, because of the way we're promoting things, will come, let's say that comes up in our search results. She comes on to the article, reads, and it gives some really good information about how search engine optimization's changed or those types of things. Then on there might be a call to action to download another, you know, helpful guide for search engine optimization. And that's where if Marketing Mary clicks on it, she goes to a page. It's just asking for her email name and just a, you know, just very limited information. So it's, you know, she's not ready to contact eBiz results yet, but
right.
she's looking for information. So she gives up her email. Now she's on an email list. So now maybe a few days later, she downloads the what she's looking for.
Okay.
Maybe a few days later, she gets another email from eBiz results giving her a little bit more information about search engine optimization and then a little bit more. Maybe we're encouraging her to get into a webinar,
okay.
those types of things, and try to nurture her down to the point of finally seeing there's a lot of value and these guys understand inbound marketing and I won't need assistance with it. So now she goes to the finally at the bottom of the funnel and she contacts us and now
okay.
we start the sales process. That's the whole idea of inbound marketing.
So unlike some people think about website and social media as being something that you just do when it happens, you guys are working with a very, very planned process, step-by-step program, and recommend that as how your clients should really work with their clients.
Correct. There's definitely a whole strategy that involves all this, that involves the social media as part of the promotion tools of that content, the type of content we want to write. We want to always be targeting that persona with creating more value. And that's the heart of it, is the creating that value and that content and promoting that.
Okay. Well, you're mentioning now that the Marketing Mary is one of the personas that you target when you're working. For instance, I, as a small business, if I, you were talking about, let's say, an auto mechanic, I would have certain personas, people that I would target or be looking for to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you express that?
Yes. Normally, a buyer persona is simply somebody that you want to nurture a lead on. So for an auto mechanic, they might be people who have problems with their cars that are maybe older. So you have an older car owner's buyer
mm-hmm.
persona.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe don't know as much about how to fix it themselves. So there's little articles on how to change your oil, how to check your tire pressure, things like that, that we can market to them. And as they come up with a problem, if they have simple solutions that we've planned in this strategy, when it comes down to something major happening, now that person knows, hey, this car mechanic's been giving me all this information.
Okay.
He must know what he's doing, so I'm going to contact him.
Okay, so we're working with the social media side, we're directing him into the website and keeping track of who's who. Another term you guys used that I was talking about was engagement. Mm-hmm. How do you define that, and how does that work into your strategy?
Again, engagement is really about helping give them information of what they need. But when we're on social media, when you're engaging in social media, it's really about, you know, it's not always necessarily informational. I mean, it might be entertaining, but again, you're corresponding with people. How you get more activity in social media might be, let's say, in Facebook. You're posting things, but you might share articles from other sites and things related to the same types of subjects that you're working on.
Okay.
If I'm in LinkedIn, I might, you know, we might have the client join those groups and we help them on that behalf. And
okay.
there might be, let's say there's some groups that where that buyer persona, where their buyer persona is, and so we can go into those groups and participate and provide value information. Maybe we ask questions there, and creating that type of activity, we might, and again, by going in social media and sharing other people's articles, they, a lot of times they'll thank you for sharing it or retweeting it.
Okay.
And then, you know, when we do the same, if somebody shares or retweets our information, we thank them, and it's all about social engagement and creating that type of thing.
Okay.
And that's then if we're active in that, then when we promote the articles out in those areas, then there's a lot more eyeballs to see what's going on out there.
If I'm going to be doing this, and this is one of the problems that I hear a lot from my clients, is time. Mm-hmm. How much time does it take, or should I? How much time should I plan on devoting to this type of marketing? Yes, Stephen, you're just jumping.
Yeah,
on this,
yeah. This is a, to think of it from, you have a lot of business owners that
yes,
are listening
yes.
to this. So I made the statement before we came on air that your website is the 24/7 salesman. He's the only 24/7 salesman that there is. So you have to make sure we're investing enough time and enough money into this sales guy. I was just thinking here that from a comical point of view, if you're a salesman, you don't go out with the same clothes on every single day.
Right.
You put a lot of effort into your appearance and onto your literature and everything that you're going to take to your meeting. You have to be doing that with the web.
Okay.
You've got to treat your website like a person and keep giving them the information and keep them spruced up. One of the worst things that we see is a homepage that never changes.
Ugh, yes.
You know, it's the worst thing you can do with your website. That homepage is the first page that someone will see, and you've got to keep it fresh and keep it engaging so that you're going to encourage someone to come back again and read your content or look at your products or whatever that may be.
So if I'm working with you gentlemen on this, then you can show me or help me to be able to do this, to keep this thing fresh and up to date?
Yeah, we work with clients a lot of different ways. Some clients have resources that can help with parts of this, and we'll just maybe do a monthly, help them in a plan, create the plan, and then help them execute the plan
mm-hmm.
and make sure they're doing it. We do analytics every month looking at how things are going and what is our results, and then talk about or make adjustments. It's not, this is an ongoing strategy and execution of strategy, so you may, you have to measure results and then
mm-hmm.
look at and then make strategy adjustments if you're not seeing results with one thing, then move into other areas where you are making results.
Yeah, you said one of those magic words, analytics,
mm-hmm.
that people just don't seem to catch on to. I think I'm as guilty of as anybody when it comes to looking at the website and seeing who's out there. But what kind of information are you looking for when you start looking at these analytics?
We're looking for how much traffic. When we're writing articles, we analyze how much traffic's coming to that article. We look at these landing pages that we set up with the call to actions, how many people are visiting that, how many people are converting into leads. And then of the leads that you convert, how many of those are converting into customers, so you can actually measure your results through. And then what does a sale mean? So we want to measure that against, okay, what did we achieve in sales on this compared to what the cost is? So we measure return on investment.
Okay, so just because the person's looking at your website, that isn't your necessary goal. That's not how you're going to measure this. You're looking for a return on your investment. How many sales?
Correct. So it's really measuring it back to how many conversions we're getting. And,
okay.
You know, what's the traffic and conversions? Okay. We do some A-B testing, so that means we might put a page up, two different types of pages, and then send some of the traffic to one, see if the response is better on one versus the other.
Okay, so you're doing actual research on how the page itself is working.
Correct.
Good, okay. If someone needed to get in touch with you about more of this information and how they should proceed, how should they contact you?
I would say go to ebizresults.com, ebizresults.com. We have a lot of good information on web marketing, and we, like I said, we're doing articles and creating helpful content there.
Okay.
Or you can give us a call at 920-651-1376, and we'd be glad to do any free market analysis or initial discussion with people.
Great. And so your 24-hour salesperson is working then on that website, Stephen?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good person we should be talking to then.
I think from just a business standpoint, a lot of customers that we get to come and need our services, they've not allowed enough investment into their website side of things. They come and they've got $2,000 or $3,000 to do a 6-page brochure website.
Okay.
That isn't. They really need to come and talk to someone that can help them with their web marketing strategy and get a good cost. So when they go and get their, when they're applying for their loan, they can get a good enough pot of money to invest into this because it's not free. Okay. I think that's one of the myths out there that doing online advertising is free. It's not free.
No, well, and especially people get that about using social media.
Right.
And you're using it so poorly that, you know, if you haven't got a plan, and it's going to cost you money to have that plan.
And if you don't have a plan, it's going to cost you money because you don't have a plan.
Right. So when I'm thinking about setting up my business, when should I call you guys? When should I say, okay, fine, it's time to get involved with the my website and social media plan?
I mean, we can, even if somebody is in a business planning stages, it'd be a great time to sit down with them, and I'd be, you know, really good to give them direction in that, is to help put that in a plan. If they have the existing business, again, at any time, really sit down and look at what it is they're doing and what it is they're looking to achieve.
So, yeah, if you want to either start up or move to that next step, that's the time to get in touch with you guys then.
Yeah, and a lot of good clients are, like I said, there's marketing people that work for organizations, our marketing Marys, as we call them.
Sure, sure.
Those people usually are needing to take this to the next level and to do it, but they want to get results, and that's them are great people for us to talk to and see how we can augment and basically become an extension of their team.
Right. So you're going to work as a resource for these individuals when they need that kind of help.
Right.
Great. Okay. Well, we're talking to the people from eBiz Results, Mike Pavelmacher, and we also have Jim Palakis and Stephen Hayes here with us today. We're going to take a quick break right now. Be back to kind of wrap things up in a little bit. You're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Okay, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here with the gentleman from eBiz Results. We've been talking about inbound marketing and using websites and social media. One of the areas that we didn't touch on is one that seems to be very important these days is security. How do I protect my website? How do I protect my online activities?
There's a number of ways. Our biggest recommendation would be to use a password manager. Password managers such as LastPass or KeePass, they allow you to store your passwords encrypted, mm-hmm. so that they can't be easily breached, and they'll automatically fill in the forms, the login forms, with secure passwords. They all come with password generating algorithms so that you don't have to create, you know, these simple passwords. You can have it create a 32-character password of letters and numbers. You don't have to remember it because you've got your one login.
Okay.
And most of the time we see that things are being breached and being attacked, and it's through somebody's compromise of somebody's credentials.
Okay.
You know.
In other words, proving who I am to wherever I'm sending out to.
So they just released the list of the top most common passwords. The most common password is still 123456.
I heard that about my luggage too. Yeah, that's the same.
And you know, it shouldn't be. I mean, there should be no common things in your password. You want to make it secure. You don't want to make it something that somebody can find out about you. You know, everybody has a social media account these days, so we can find out who your mother's maiden name is because it's there.
Okay.
So things like that are not really secure anymore.
So if I'm going to get something like that, that is a program that I can purchase?
LastPass comes with a free version.
Okay.
That and a paid version. The paid version allows you to input your password on applications. So on your smartphone, you can store your Facebook password, and it can automatically put that in your Facebook app on your smartphone.
Okay, so I don't have to remember all this good stuff. Just
nope.
Click on.
Yeah, that's one nice thing about LastPass. I mean, for people, if they do LastPass, because you got passwords all over the place, so you could create good, secure passwords in all your things, your bank accounts and all the other things you log into.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get more about this, we can contact you on that. You can
sure.
help with that information.
Absolutely.
At
ebizresults.com or 920-651-1376.
Okay. All righty. Well, like I said, we didn't devote enough time to that security. The next time we have you guys on, we'll talk about security a little bit more and how that all works, because I know it's a very serious problem that everybody is very concerned about. I've got just a little time left that I'm going to ask either for one or three biz tips, which we normally stick you guys with. So, Mike, you want to start?
My business tip for the day would be, before you do any website development, is to sit down and really define your buyer persona so you understand who it is you're targeting.
Okay.
And your sales and marketing efforts then can really have a focus on who you're targeting.
Okay, so have a plan.
Have a plan.
Okay, way to go. Stephen?
Feed your salesman and keep him well-dressed.
Okay, take good care of him. Make sure
right.
that everybody's proud to be associated with him.
Exactly.
Got it, okay.
And
Jim.
I would say use a password manager and keep your antivirus and malware protection up to date.
Okay, so stay on top of security at all times.
Always.
Great. Okay, well, gentlemen, I appreciate having you on the air with us today. We will have you back in not too distant future so we can go on with some more of the information. I want to thank everybody for listening to the BizTalk show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer with SCORE, and we will be back again next week. So this is the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.